Beyaandaf Yitches Amid Aleph, the second line from the top of the Amid. We're in the middle of a sugya that the Gemara had cloud a shayla, Rav had cloud a shayla, Dosa kli v'loishiv rosei v'nizgalgo l'mokim acha v'nishba. Mar bosa mikora zlinen v'gufei hu oiduma bosa t'ava mona ozlinen v'tzchere zlinen. The Gemara cloud a shayla, what the din is, if a person, if a behema kicked a keli, which is Omer Lehishova through this Dechifa, through this Teresa, do we go Basa Mikore and we consider Keilu the Keili is now broken and therefore it's considered Gufa and Yepen as a Shalom? Or do we say Basa Tavamone, we go when Lamaisa the Keili breaks and therefore there's a din of Tzoyas? So on the second line, on that Yitchesim Adalot, Toshma, Tanagaylim Shayu Mechatetin Bechevodli. Tanagaylim were picking on a rope that was holding up a bucket. Benivsak HaChevod, and the rope tore. Benishbar HaDli. And the dli broke. Mishalmin Nezik Sholet. So they pay Nezik Sholem. Shma mina boso mi kora azlina. So we consider Kiilu, the dli broke as soon as the chevel got nifsak. Better see what Rashi says. V'nish baradli kosal kedaita bar yidei shohoya tarnagel minaker es hachevel, since the tarnagel was chewing or on this chevel, misgalgol hadli v'nishba. So the dli was misgalgol, and it was nishba and broke. And it says they pay nezik shalom. Shma mina bosor mikor azlinam. So we see we go bosor mikor. We consider keilu the dli was broken as soon as it got unattached from the chevel. So the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat in the Baraisa, Til Gemara Achevel. The Baal HaTanagolim is chayif to pay for the Chevel. The HaTanagolim are mazik the Chevel, so you pay for the Chevel. There's nothing to do with Basa Mikora, Basa Tavamona. So the Gemara asks, V'Chevel Meshunel, if they're paying for the Chevel, that's Mishune, that is not a normal diet of a Talmagel to eat a Chevel. So why did they pay Nezik Sholem on the Chevel? So the Gemara says, the most Belisha, it was Nislachlech with dough. There was dough on the Chevel, and they were picking on the dough, and together with this Achila, the Chevel tore. But it's okay because the dough attracted them to be mechatet bechavu. So the Gemara asks, "Var nishba adliktani?" If the whole dion is on the chevel, you have a chevel that's most belisha, and they're picking on the chevel, and they cut the chevel. So why do you have to say that the dli broke? So the Gemara says, Ela sumchisi. No raya. Could be we hold basal tavamone. But it's going according to sumchis that holds tzreiras pain as a kshalim. So even though we go basal tavamone, we consider it did not break immediately with the psikas hachevel, it broke later, but it's going according to sumchis who holds, you pay nezik sholem by tzreiris. So the Gemara asks, sumchis, if it's going according to sumchis, ain't a sefer. Let us see the sefer of this baraisa. The baraisa says, Nitas mimenu sheva, the dli that broke, so a sheva from this dli jumped off, v'nafal akli achar v'shibroi, and it fell on another kli, and it broke the second kli, alarishim mishalem nezek sholem, alachim mishalem chatzi nezek. So here you pay on the first li nezek sholim and on the second li chatzi nezek. Bisumches, if you're telling me that the barais is going according to sumches, mi isle chatzi nezek, so the shvire of the second keli is also tzeres. If it's going according to sumches, sumches holds that you pay nezek sholim on tzeres. So for what reason do we pay chatzi nezek on the second kli? V'isumches mi'isle chatzi nezek. So it can't be going according to sumches. V'chiteim shani le sumches bein nezek koichoi le koyach koichoi. Now maybe we will have a mahalach in the baraisa. That means we say bosel tava monos lina. So really the shviras hadli is tzvira. That would you pay nezek sholem on the shviras hadli? It's going according to sumches. Who holds you pay nezek sholem on tzoyres? Now why do you pay on the second kli that was nishbar through the first kli? Because that's called koyach koycha. And the sumches only holds that on koychoi you pay nezek sholem. But koyach koychoi you pay chasi nezek. If that's pshat the baraisa, the lohod the boy rabashi koyach koichei le sumches ke koichei domi elav ke koichei domi, tiv sheit lei be lav ke koichei domi. So let us be poishet that it's lav ke koichei. So if Ravashi had a shayla, Ravashi had a shayla, what the din is by koyach koyche according to Sumchis, the way you're saying pshat in the Baraisa, I have enough in the Baraisa that Sumchis holds koyach koyche lavke koyche dami. Elol Rav Rabbonon hi, it's going according to Rabbono. Ushma mino boso miikora azlina. Before we go to the dichi of the Gemara, let us just see Rashi and Taisa. So Rashi says, Tilgimo achevel, hodik toni nezik sholem, achevel, you pay nezik sholem on the psikas achevel. So the Gemara asks Mishune, so that's Mishune. Shein derech shein lechel a shein roilo. A shein is me'edes lechel as a roilo, something which is a normal machel for the behemoth. Tarnegoilim do not eat rope. Vechatzi nezek l'shalom, so it's Mishune. So it's shepei chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, no, the most belisha, shemeduvekes boy iso, that there's some dough attached to the rope, and the dough attracts the tamagaylin, and the most loshen lichloch, it's meluchloch with dough. So the Gemara said, but you can't say the whole baraisa is being done on the hezek to the chevel, because the Baraisa continues saying that Nishbar Hadli, if we're speaking about the Hezek to the Chebel, so why does it say Nishbar Hadli? Could be it's Noraya Terovish, Aligo Basel Tava Mona, Utsroire Sein, and Utsroire Svesumchesi. So the Gemara says, if it's going according to Sumchis, so what is pshat in the end of the Baraisa, that if a sheva from this dli fell on another keli, you pay on the second keli chatzi nezek? If you'll tell me that Sumchis differentiates between koichoi and koyach koichoi, dli shen is galgul avi koichoi. For acher shenishbar b'tzroiches adli, ave koyach koychoi. if you'll tell me this is Pshat the Baraisa, so why did the Ravashi have a boy? The boy Ravashi lekama bishmaita. Let us see Taisvis. Vochevel mishunehu. Chevel is mishuneh. Zek Taisvis I adlikoi. So why did the Gemara ask now the Kasha vochevel mishunehu? And if the Hezek is to the Dli, but it's also Mishunah the Chevel, that Hezek came out through a Maisa Mishunah. That means the Shviras Hadli came out through a Maisa Mishunah. So why now the Gemara is, oh, you're paying on the Chevel, you're paying on the Chevel is Mishunah. And if you pay on the Dli, that's also the same problem. But the Hezek Hadli came out through a Dovel Mishunah. So Memele, so also you should pay Chatzi Nezek. Just like we heard that, Kalbe da Ochle Imri Ravrevi, that we heard that a Kelav eats, kills a large sheep and it eats it up. So Rashi Shita is that, the Achilas Ha'imre, Smachlikas Rashi in the Rosh, But Rashi Shita is that Achilas Ha'imre, you also pay Nezek Shalom. Even though after the killing of the Imre, now it's a dead animal, and that's shame. But since the whole shame came about through a Dovah Mishunah, how was the Kelev capable of eating this meat? How did it become meat? Because the Kelev killed him Ravavi, which is a Dovah Mishunah. So a Poyel Yaitzi from a Dovah Mishunah also pays Chatzi Nezek. So Taisei Rekashe, here it's much more than that, we'll see soon. Here Pshat is, the Gemara understood, this whole Hezek Hadli came about through a Dovah Mishunah. And the Gemara didn't have any problems. Now the Gemara said it's speaking about that he's paying for the Chevel. Ooh, why do you pay for the Chevel? It's Mishunah. And when you pay for the Dli, it's not Mishunah. The whole Hezek came about through a Dovah Mishunah. So this Kasha Tosfos says two truths. Mishloi me'i adli koi. If it's going on the Dli, ikalu ukmi b'chevel garua. So we could say Pshat, it's speaking about a flimsy chevel, the Yoshon Uboloi, and it's an old chevel, it's a used up chevel, and it's a flimsy chevel. The Ulcheuli Posek Bechatite Mu'ete Shemechatetin Limtsoitz Hamayim Shebechevel. That means we have a chevel of a dli. Now, a chevel of a dli, you use a dli to be shy of mayim. So, memela, so you have a chevel of the dli, and the town girl is thirsty, so it's sucking out from this chevel, it's sucking out this water saturated in the chevel. So, memela, so if the chevel is a flimsy chevel, so it is busy in sucking out the water, which is shame. This is not Mishunah. And since it's a flimsy chevel, it's only holding by a few strands. So it's in the process of sucking out. So the chevel tore and the dli broke. So this we can understand. There's nothing Mishunah here. This kid, we're speaking about a flimsy chevel and the mitzitzes a taunagel, which is a dova ulche, it wants to suck out the saturated water in the chevel, that tore the chevel and brought about that the dli should fall and break. Avol hashted the koya chevel, but now you're telling me the dova anizik is the chevel. So we're not speaking about a flimsy chevel that will tear by a town girl that's interested in sucking out the saturated water.
But you because chlumsik hevel, you don't pay for chlumsik hevel. There's no market value. It's worthless. But now you're telling me, I will hash the dekoyach hevel. Akol chokairi bechevel chosak. So we have to say we're paying for a hevel. So talking about a strong hevel, the shaycha beit hashlum, you're paying for the hevel. Now if you're paying for the hevel, so a gesunte hevel, a strong hevel, if the tandagel just wants to suck out the water, the hevel will not tear. So Al-Kochach, the tandagel, was interested in chewing up the hevel. That's Mishunef, like the Gemara. Like the Gemara, if you're paying for a hevel, so we're speaking about a thick hevel, and a tandagel decided to chew up the hevel, so that's Mishunef, so you wouldn't pay Nezik Sholem. That's one teretz. Inami, a second teretz, I adli koi, if it's going on the dli, motzino leforesh, the nifsak hainu shehutar hakesher, shehoyo adli kosho bechevel. Now, perhaps what the Shita Mekabetzis explains this thesis a little better. It means as follows. If we have a hevel that's holding up a dli. So usually, the mokim that the hevel is kosher to the dli, that chelik becomes saturated with water. I mean that when you shoyev with the dli, so the hevel that's mechuber to the roish adli, that also gets saturated with water. The middle of the hevel normally is not saturated with water. How does the middle, the chelik, that's mechuba, can we get saturated with water? So Taisu says, if we are speaking about the hezek is the dli, so it could very well be, so asking a shayla, how did this hevel tear? It could be it didn't tear. It got untied. The moke makesher is saturated with water, so the tandagel is interested in sucking out the water b'moke makesher. So memele by sucking out the water, it'll untie the kesher. So nifsak hachevel does not necessarily mean the hevel tore; it got untied. So there's no hezek. This could be, I'm in the midst of sucking out the water, so Mamela, the kesher untied, and the dli fell, so it's not mishune. But if we're speaking about that nifsaka is paying for the hevel, so the hevel, the sheets are torn in the middle, not the bottom strands torn. In the middle, what is the talmid girl doing in the middle of the hevel? It's not saturated with water, it's mishune. That's Shan the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara says, it's a klo, nishbach ha-adli, tivshe talavke, koyche domi, ava motzul meme, the zilhochi kamatchle, the zilhochi kamatchle, the vlav hochi mishani shapir. I mean, the Gemara could have said, you can't prove anything from this baraisa. You want to prove that bosa mikor is leaning? I'll say it goes according to sumchis. Want to say according to Sumchis is Eiskish part that Koicha Yipechatsi Nezik? I'll tell you, Bosa Mikoras Lina. So it's no kasha that the boy Ravashi, because he didn't know the correct shot in this parais. Aber Bekitza, so the Gemara. We're up to now, we're saying that you pay Nezik Sholim on the Dli. So Poshit Pshatas Kusi say Bosom Ikore. We consider that as soon as the Dli was Nifsak from the Hevel, its Kilo was Nishba already, that's why it's called Gufoy, not Koichoy. And so we see klo bosom ikoros linus. Let's be patient. Rav Shaila. Oma Rabivi Barabaye de Koozel Minei Minei. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says the Koozel Dli Minei Minei. The Tarnagel. That means there were stages in the shvira of this dli. In the beginning, the dli bechlal was not movable. It was attached to a chevel. So the talmigel was machatatim bechevel. And that brought about that it got, it was nifsak hachevel. Nifsak hachevel. But that it was nifsak hachevel did not cause the shvira sadli. For some reason, the talmigel was pushing this dli. Maybe he wanted to turn over the dli to get a lot of water. So he's pushing it, and he's pushing and pushing and pushing, and until he comes right near to a wall, and he gives a push, and the dli breaks. So the shvira of the dli came about through the gufa talmigel. We're not speaking about that it fell and then later it broke and it's a din of basa mikore basa tavamone. No, he was pushing and pushing it till it broke. Let us see what Rashi says. Minei the talmigel who was going keseder from the talmigel was pushing it. V'loi nishbar al yedei gilgul lamokim acher. It didn't break because it rolled down. Elohu doichvoi kolsho. This talmigel is pushing and pushing it. Or bishash viranami, when it broke, this last push was mesavim the shvira of the dli. So mamela, so you have no raya whatsoever. So lechere kan shayil aben. So what is the Braisa telling me? We have here a whole scenario over here. Two things. First of all, it starts telling us a historical occurrence. The Tanagel was mechatet in the Hevel, and there was Nifsaka Hevel. So, Lamayn Avkamina, nothing yet. Something happened yet? Nothing happened yet. Right in Gedanke. And then it started pushing the Dli, pushing it, gave one push, and it broke. Moiridik. So what's up with the Baraisa? So what's Tetach though? The whole thing is, a Talmud pushes a dli, breaks a dli, so it's chayv to pay nezuk shalom. Shkayach, that's a push at the regal. And why do I need the scenario from the Tetel was once tied to a chevel? The Braisa doesn't even talk about the pushing. The Braisa talks about the machatatin bechevel. That's what the Braisa talks about. Which is loy ma'alav or loy ma'alav whatsoever. It's tochapella. So that's the chmir. The Braisa is telling us a chiddush. We have to appreciate the chiddush. We had mentioned before that there's a problem. V'chevel mishunei. The Gemara is the kasha v'chevel mishunei. And v'chevel mishunei, so Taisu said, so why before didn't you ask the kasha? So we explained, since the chevel is mishunei, so since the shviras adli, came about through a mishunedike pula from the Talmigel. That means if the Talmigel would have not been chaitet in the chevel, and if it is a dova mishun, let's forget about the most belisha. We're talking about we have a Talmigel who's chewing a chevel, and this is a mishunedike zach, and the dli broke. So they say the problem. So, but why did the Gemara before us this kasha? But Mishuni, it's Mishuni. And since it's Mishuni, so since the whole Shvira Sadli came out to a pool of Mishuni, so Memele, so you should pay Chatzi Nezek on the Dli. That was Taisa's problem. Taisa made to a Kimtis. It's a Hevel Boli. That was to understand the first flow of the Gemara. But now the Maskonas HaGemara, That kufa is the chiddush. That kufa is the chiddush. The town that go did a meshuna de kezach. This chewing of the chevel, it's not mos belisha. It's a meshuna de kezach. Unbelievable. And let's get facts straight. If the chevel would not have torn, it would be impossible that the hezek should have occurred. The whole hezek that occurred, that this Tarnagel was pushing the Dli, which this is regal, could have only occurred since the Hevel tore. If the Hevel wouldn't tear, it'll push von Heint bis Morgen, but it'll never break. So this Guv is the Chiddush of the Baraisa. This Guv is the Chiddush of the Baraisa. Nemesin Teichad Vorm de Nachlos, David mentions this story. We mentioned before a Rashi. Rashi says that Kalbe de Ochle Imri Ravrevi, a small puppy went and was fighting with a big sheep, which was something which is Mishunah. It should have the audacity and the chutzpah and the courage to fight with a big sheep, and it kills the sheep and it starts eating it up. So the Gemara says it's Mishunah and you pay chatzin nezek. And according to Rashi, you don't only pay chatzin nezek on the pchas mise, you pay chatzin nezek on the meal later, that what the nevela was eaten up. You pay chatzin nezek for that also. So the Rosh Tainis and Rashi, this is not Mishun anymore. This is already, this is Uche, a dog eats meat. So the Pras Misa, that's Mishunah, fine. So before the sheep was worth $1,000, now we have a dead sheep, so it's worth $200, fine. So the $700 Ezek, you pay $350, that's good. But now you have dead meat, so you should pay $200 for the meat. That's the Shita Sarosh. That's what the Rosh holds, Taki. Pay $350 for the Pchas Misa, that's Mishunah, and you'll pay $200 for the meat that is eaten up, because that's shame. That is shame. Rashi Shita is, you're gonna pay $500 for the whole thing, Bakamikul Kerl. Because it was worth, no, for $700, you only pay, and we said it was, I forgot how much it was worth already. Whatever, you only pay chatzin nezek, what? You only pay chatzin nezek for the whole thing. For the, sai for the achilas abosso, sai for the pchas misi, you pay chatzin nezek. So Rashi seems to say that, you don't start in the middle of the story. And this whole thing occurred from a davar mishuneh. So whatever is a poil yaitse of the davar mishuneh is also mishuneh. I mean, you can't start in the middle of that. That's past history already. Now we'll say it's shame b'chotzer nizik. Listen, this whole thing is a mishuneh de kizach. That's shitas Rashi. So now, according to Rashi, let's take appreciate our bereis of it. So here is also the same thing. The Tarnagel broke the Dli. You know why the Tarnagel broke the Dli? Because the Hevel got Nifsak. How did the Hevel got Nifsak? I'm a Shunah de Kizach. So why do you pay the Dli Nezik Sholem? So the Nachlas David says there's a Muradik Achilik. The Chilik is over there. Over there, there is one, this is the Achila of the Imre Rav Revi is a continuation of the Harige. That means it's one big thing. It's one big thing. Why did it kill the Imre Rav Revi? It's not that the puppy was hungry. Finished. So it killed the Tere. So Mele, it's called one big Maise. And if the Hascholes HaMaise is Mishune, So this is, it's one big pula, so you pay, and whatever occurs, you pay chatzin nezek, because this is one big pula, it's not two different things. Over here, that, what the Tarnagel broke the Dli, this is regel. He had no intent whatsoever to do anything. These are two distinct pulas. When it chewed the chevel, it's taken mishunadik. But it wasn't such an eibachochim that it had no intentions to break the dli. It's not shot. These are two maises nifrodes. It did a mishunadik ezach. Fine. and later went and broke the dli. That's the chiddush of the Baraisa. That's the chiddush of the Baraisa. And that's the shvira of the dli. The Baraisa didn't even bother to speak about it. That's the story. The dozel minei minei. That's the story. I mean, it has to be like that, or else there's a problem of tzedus. So that's understood. The chiddush is mechatet bedli bechevel, and that's mishune vaval pikein. This agdome of apula mishune will in no way affect the shviras hadli, since the shviras hadli is a maise nifchod bifnei atzmoi, not a continuation of the chetis titas achem. Zach the Gemara Beit. Boy Rove. Rove klar da shayla. Chatzi nezek tzroires migufay mishalem oy mealiyem mishalem. We learned yesterday that you zayin amid beis. Chatzi nezek tzroires is a hilchus a gemiri lo. And you pay chatzi nezek. Really, there's a din koichay kegufay. That what the behemoth mazik ayidei koichoi is the same dinim like was mazik ayidei gufoi, but as a hilchus a gemiri lo, you pay chatzi nezek. So now Rav declared the shaila, is this chatzi nezek, do you pay migufoi or do you pay mealiyah? That means you pay from the guf ha-behemoth, and you're only a mechuyev to pay as much as the guf ha-behemah is worth. The chatzi nezek is more than the value of the behemah. It's finished. You're only achroy to pay the value of the behemah. Oime aliyah mishalik. Or you have to pay chatzi. There's a loch l'moishim isina, you pay chatzi nezek. But the chatzi nezek, if the guf ha-behemah cannot pay the chatzi nezek, then he has to pay from his own nechosim, the aliyah mishalim. Now, what are the two tzedim? Migufay mishalim, the loy ashkechen chatzi nezek, the mishalim mealiyah. That means there's halacha l'moishe misinai. There's tashlume chatzi nezek and tzoyres. We don't find a tashlum echatzi nezek that pays me aliyah. That means it's a set. Tashlum echatzi nezek means all over, b'chol ha'teira kula, which we have, that's only keren, mishune, that's right, it's, you're paying half of the nezek, and you're not achroi to be sure that half of the nezek will be paid. You paid the value of the guf amazik, and not more than that. We don't find a chatzi nezek that comes with an insurance that the whole chatzi nezek has to be paid. We don't find such a chatzi nezek. So if we see this halacha l'moishe misinai, that by tzreiris this tashlum chatzi nezek, so that means tashlum echatzi nezek, the way all the time tashlum echatzi nezek is, which means there's no guarantee on the chatzi nezek. The chatzi nezek will be paid up to the value of the mazik. That's the ashken chatzi nezek to mishalim me'aliyah. Oidilme me'aliyah mishalim le'ashkechen ke'ulchei de mishalim me'gufa. We do not find a behemoth that was mazik ki ulchei the mishalim migufei. That means as follows. It could be pshat in the Gemara is as follows. In that what keren is mishune, the chatzi nezek of keren is mishune. There is zicher. One nekuda of Mishune is that the lehavale la suke yadaite. It is Yamachlekes, Palganiske Knose, Palganiske Mamoina. We had Nachlas David and Teres Chaim say Philopalganis Kemamoines also. It's Lav Pecheska Shimul Kaim, not Pecheska Slav Shimul Kaim. That means it's not 100% Batuach, but it's Shomo, something to think about. But Vinisht V, it was Atam is something that is not such a Peshaya in the Hezek because it's not a normal occurrence. It's that's a Taich Mishun. It's not too normal that Atam should be Mazik. So Memele, since he is not such a Peshaya in the Hezek, so he's not Mechuyev to guarantee the Tashlumim. That means just like nowadays we have a concept of a corporation. I'm not obligated. Whatever you can get from the corporation, that's that you can be goyver from that. But the Bailim is not personally responsible with his own nechosim on the hezek. So it could be that is exactly what by Tom is. He's not personally responsible. He could take the mazik, how much the mazik is worth. It's he could till chatzinas he could take from the. But more than that, don't chapel with me because since it's lav uche, I'm not so responsible for it. I'm not obligated to be mashlim you the ezek since it was an unexpected occurrence. So good, I pay something. You take the mazik, but that's it. You can't shepherd with me. If that's the longest of gulfei, so that's because it's lavulchei. Because Karen is lavulchei, so he's coming with a good lawyer. My client did not dream that this would occur. So therefore, the Torah says you only have a koich to be gaiver from the gufa basic, not more than that. But over here, loimotzina ulchei the mishalem igufe. Tzchayres is ulchei. This is a normal thing. This is something that a lawyer can't be tying for him. This is ulchei. This was expected. He's fully responsible. So good. There's a loch of the maishim isina. You don't have to pay the whole nezik. You pay chatzi nezik. But you're responsible to see that this chatzi nezik will be paid up. So therefore you pay min aliyah. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So the two tzadim are, do we look at the loch of the maishim isina that says chatzi nezik and every chatzi nezik comes with this rider of migufoi, so thus licked in the loch l'moishim isinai. Or we look at the mazik, the whole concept of migufoi is only when the baal ha-mazik can come with a taina, it was unexpected, I'm not such a pesheya, so therefore you can be teveya directly from me, me'aliyah, from my nechos. But here, since it's an uche, doyashkechen ko uche de mishalem miguf. That was Chovez HaShayla. Toshma, Snavgne Papayshet HaShayla. Hidus Einemut. We learned one baraisa, Hidus, if the Talmud goes jumping around, Einemut. V'yeshaimrim, areiz emut. Others say it is emut. Amachlekes. So first of all, Hiddis Halkadait, Hiddis, the Kansas Amazay, it jumped and was Mazik, because that's Mamish Regal. That's how Talmud Goylem maneuver themselves. So it can't be Hiddis, Amachlekes, Hiddis Mut, Hiddis Einemut. Hiddis Halkadait, Elalap, Hiddis Vehittis. Now, yes, we have to add a word. It means that it was jumping and it was matis schoires. Ubahokem iflegi. What's the machlekes? Man doma eine muet kasova migufay mishalem. That means not only that you pay chatzinesik, it's tzroiris, but any mu'id on the oifenat eshlomi, miguvim mishalom. Uman doma mu'id, you take a pay chatzinesik, but in the oifen of teshlumik, the guarantee that will be paid the chatzinesik, mi'aliyim mishalom. Oh, so this is a machlekes tanoi. Zut the gemara loy. Beplukte de sumchis varabonon, ke miflegit, a machlekes sumchis in the rabonon. That one town holds like sumchis, that there's a kshalom mishalom, that's shayin mu'ud. And ain't a mu'ud means you hold like the rabbonim. But it's bechlal not going into this shayla, if you pay megufim, you pay valiyah. Zot Rashi. Kosova migufe mishalim, v'haino eine mu'ud, dine ketam l'chol mili. That's the taich eine mu'ud. You pay migufe. Kosova mili mishalim, v'haino mu'ud, dekom alavu nezik sholem, elinyin aliyah l'chatsi nezik, v'chol hez dine mu'ud l'gabi tashlumi aliyah. Lai beplukte de simchis v'rabona, mu'ud l'nezik sholem kom. Zogte gemore weiter, toshma. Hagelev shenoto charore boholach legodish. Pahol maise. There was a charore, a kichel that was being baked on a coal. And the kelev went into the field, went into where they were baking this charore. The charore smelled very good. And he took the charore, boholach legodish, and he went to a godish. V'ochel acharore, and he ate acharore, the charore was good, but there was a burning coal also, v'hidlik es hagodish, and he burnt down the godish. Al acharore mishalim nezik sholim, the charore is shein, v'al hagodish mishalim chatzi nezik, and on the godish you pay chatzi nezik. My time, love mishum da havelu tzreiris. That it's tzreiris. That means, like we'll have later in the sugya ishe mishum chitzav, that when a person is madlik an eish, and the eish goes with a ruch mitzuyah, so it is considered like he shot an arrow. So the Dawad and Aish's Mazik is Ki'ilu Chitzov of the Mavir. So here we have a Kelev that was put down a Gachelus near the Godish, and then the Ruch Metzuyah burnt down the Godish. So this is like the Kelev through a Chetz, and then it was Mazik the Godish. So, on the Charore, it's Shein, you pay Nezik Sholem. On the Godish, it's Tzairis, and you pay Tzkoichoi. So you pay Chatzi Nezik. My time, why do you pay Chatzi Nezik? La Mishum Davalu Tzairis. V'toni Yalo, so it says in the Baraisa, Mishalem Chatzi Nezik Migufoi. Ooh, ah! So it says Klo, that you pay chatzi nezik, that's the Mishnah. The price says you pay migufay, so we'll push it, Rav's shayla. He says, Rav, this is the pshat, the Mishnah is you pay chatzi nezik als tzroiris, als koichoi, and the price says you pay migufay, so finished, we'll push it to shayla. Vitizbere. So the Gemara says, wait one second, don't be pushed anything so quickly. Let's go further in the Baraisa. Don't stop in the middle of the Baraisa. There's a machlokes there. The Tanikame and Rabbalozo. Tanikame says, Chatzi Nezik Migufoi. And that year, the beautiful Mahalach to explain, it's Soiris, you pay Migufoi, fine. But there it says, Rabbalozo holds, you pay Nezik Sholein Migufoi. No, how do you understand that? So all of a sudden, so your whole shtick teire doesn't stim. Rabbalozo is no mahalach whatsoever. Nezik sholei migufa, Yehoshtik Teure doesn't hold tzada migufa. It was, loy matzina chatsi nezik, the mishalman aliyah. But Rabbi Lazar says you pay nezik sholei migufa. That's not understandable at all. Sakochach, you're learning wrong pshat in the b'reis. V'tizbere, Rabbi Lazar nezik sholei migufa miyashkecha. Hello. So I'll tell you, you have to learn a whole different pshat in the Braise. Not the way you were learning pshat in the Braise. Ela kegoyim. Dishoni bohogachelos. So the Gemara is going to say as follows. Let's just give a preview before we see anybody in the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to say a mer de kezach. So Rabbi Loza to pay nezek sholem migufei, that is not understandable at all. So I'll tell you pshat oisemenik. This baraisa, say the Tanakhama and say Rabbi Loza hold like subchis. You're right. The burning down of the goddess is freiris. You're right. It's koichoi. But I got news for you. This baraisa is going according to subchis, you pay nezek sholem. So why does the Tanakhama say you pay chatzi nezek? Well, that's a good kasha. So you know what the teretz is? The teretz is, he put down the gachelus in the Mishunah de Kaifen. So the tchilas hanochas ha-gachelus was Mishunah de Kaifen. So therefore, so tchiris pays nezek sholem, but it's a tchiris al-yedei shinui. If it's tchiris al-yedei shinui, so you pay chatzi nezek. You pay chatzi nezek migufay. That's the biggest. So the Karen pays chatzi nezek migufay. It's chayres. You pay nezek shol. It's mishune. So you pay chatzi nezek migufay. Alts mishune. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Talfin. Rabbi Talfin holds mishune nezek bechotzer anizik nezek sholim mishalim. Rabbi Talfin holds that a tam in a chotzer anizik pays nezek sholim, but he pays migufay. That's Rabbi Talfin. So that's the whole Baraisa. So you thought you, the Sandect America, you found this Baraisa, you pay me good. Your pshat is not a nice cult. The way you come to Rabbi Loza, your pshat is not a pshat. So our kolchor pshat in the Baraisa is going according to Sumchis. There was Mishanin, the Anoches, Hagacheles. And here's a poshit, the case of Karen. And that's why you pay chatzi nezek on the godish, because it's a mishunadik, the tzoyres, according to some, we pay nezek shalom, but since it's a mishunadik, you pay chatzi nezek. And Rabbi Loz, over Kaptalfin, that Karen pays nezek shalom, b'chotzer anizik, but you pay miguva, because Kaptalfin holds, even though you pay nezek shalom, you pay miguva. Now let us see again the Loshna Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. Betisbara la belozen en zek sholem migufe mi ashkechen ele kegoy de shani boga chelas. Ver a belozen sa velo krab tafen dame mishune keren bechotzer a nizik nezek sholem mishalem. Zogt Rashi. Vetoni alo no, but not before. Balacharos en nezek sholem dayne shein. But look as Godish, Avitzchoyres, Neina Lekoichoy, Shumeniach Kana Gacheles, Vuhoylech Vidoylech Lemokemachem, Vuhomas Nisni Bepilkin, this is a Mishnah in second Perik, Vetoni Alobete Sefte, Megufay Mishalom Lahai Chatzinezek, Betisbere, Mishim Tzchoyres, You're telling me that's talking about a poshet etzreiris, and you want to bring a raya from this that etzreiris kechayu pay me gufoy l'rabbalozo. Let's look at the whole baraisa. The oma bebraisa nezek sholem vafilu isvira leke sumches. We'll say rabbalozo like sumches. The oma etzreiris nezek sholem. And so we understand the Nezik Sholem of Abelosa. Obel Migufei, Miashka Nezik Sholem. And what's Pshat Abelosa that you pay Nezik Sholem Migufei? V'chol uchei kigoyin tzroyres rov egufaloi kimi boile ala libe de rabban. The whole suffix of rov, that rov eklal v'shal, maybe you pay me gufei, was only according to the rabban, and the omri chatzi nezik. Because the rabban is saying you pay chatzi nezik, kimi boile havi haiki shal chatzi nezik. When it was Nimsar, the halacha, that Tzroiris pays Chatzinezik, so it means, and you pay like all other Chatzinezik. Umigufoi, Oidulma Bosa Kiuchi Eslina, Volki Yuchi Maliyu, Aval Alibi Disumches, Pshitala Elorova de Maliyu Mishalem, the Lachol Mili Kimuad Ma'is Nezik Sholem, Vafilus Firolei, Kisumches, we'll say it's like sumches. O matzreiris nezik sholim, o migufe miashke nezik sholim. V'chol ulchei, kigoyin tzreiris rove gufele kemiboyle, alibe de rabonon. O mil chatzi nezik, kemiboyle, yehava hai kishah chatzi nezik, o migufoi, o idil mabosa kuchei zlin, v'chol ki yuchem eliyu, aval alibe de sumches, Pshita le l'rov da mi mishalem da l'chol mili kemud mashvilo. Yeah. Hello. Kegoin deshoni bigachelas. He made the dava mishune with his gachelas. Shenot lo bepiv vehinicho. It was a very modern mice. He had a gachelas in his mouth and he put it down. It was mishune di. Tiny shinu. Some emela. So therefore, that has to be the case. Ela ba'ayin mehocha loitif sheit. She can't be poishit anything. If we're talking about a case of mishune, so your shaila of tzreiris ki ulchei is not this case in this paraisa. The I be tzreiris ki ulchayu the kulam me'liya misham. If we'd be speaking about a normal tzreiris, could be a pay me'liya. V'ahoche b'tzroiris sheshine ben kemifugi. He was talking about tzroiris, he was mishane. U b'tzroiris ki yulchayu. By normal tzroiris, bein rabbeloza, bein tanakamas v'ilu ki sumchis. They both hold like sumchis the nezik sholem mishalem. Normal tzroiris, bein nezik sholem. Hilkach, hoche dishoni b'tzroiris. So it's a hezek that pays nezek shom, but it was mishune. Kama tanakama, chatzi nezek, and migufay mishalem. So the tanakama, that when it said in the baraisa, all these golden aglikin that you found in the baraisa, that's a shock, because it was tzreiris pays nezek sholem, a mishune dike, so tzreiris is a normal regel, a mishune dike regel, so you pay, the Mishunu, the Tode, the Karen. So therefore you pay Chatzi Nezik Migufay. The Rabbi Loza Sova Kiraptaf, and the Oma Mishunu Karen Bechotzar Nezik Mishalem Nezik Sholem. Vohoyil Mishunu, but since it's Mishunu, Aval Gav the Nezik Sholem Mishalem, Migufayu the Mishalem. Raptafin, that holds, that Tam, Bechotzar Nizik pays Nezik Sholem, or he pays Migufoy, Kedemini Lekama. The one on the base says this, that, yeah, Bishmait Laptaf, Mishunikam Bechotzar Nizik, Migufoy Mishalem. So let's go further. So, this Vitisbere is like, he made Ashem Lotte from the he wanted to be Poishit, They wanted to be poishit from this baraisa, so he told them, listen, you can't be poishit with this baraisa. What you're saying makes no sense whatsoever. Al kochach, this is pshat the baraisa, so mamish, you can't be poishit anything from this baraisa. Zok de gemore v'loihi. Listen. Could be your pshat is the right pshat. It could be. I want things there. But it's not muchach that I'm wrong. like this, you said you made Hashem lot of him. Your pshat can't be. No. It could be this. Beloy, my time and mukmas loker aptav. Why did you zet sound like aptav? Mishum nezek sholem. That's what bothered you. Why? Rabbolozo, I'll tell you a different pshat. Rabbolozo sova kisumchis. Dama tzroiris nezek sholem mishalem. Visovolo kirab Yehuda do Omar tzad tamus bimkoimai medes. Vechiktoni migufoi atzad tamus. Now let us see Rashi. Then we'll see a little further and then we'll try to elaborate. Zot Rashi. Velohi. Hai vetisbere de kapoches. You asked Akasha and me. That made me mamish Hashem lot to that, the pshat I'm learning is leinitzen leyoma. It has to be your pshat. Ubois lemeidek, and you wanted to prove from this midrabolozo, the lab it's reiris kirchayum atzilutme. You can't set ein by tzreiris kirchayum. I said it, speaking about poshet the tzreiris. He said, it can't be. Because, lavdavke. That what you said it can't be is debatable. That might, you want to say such an akimta the baraisa, you're entitled to it. It's a democracy. You want to say such a pshat? Say such a pshat. I can't disprove you. But to say that I'm 100% wrong and my pshat is like nitin leyoma, I'm chuldig. I wish to disagree with you. The chiyu de motzi letchuye. You could be matche my pshat elameima the lab chiyu che pligi elabedushan. You could say your pshat. It's not speaking about that it was tzreiris chiyu che was mshunadikir tzreiris. You could say that. Avo migufa leitei kocha. I mean, you can't be medayik. You can't prove from the this has to be pshat. I'm wrong. You can't prove that. The shapim motzis look me b'tzreiris kilchai. I'll tell you pshat that it's speaking about tzreiris kilchai. V'tiv shoit, and I'll be poishit. I'm back to where I started from. I'll be poishit in this paraisa tzreiris kilchayu peis migufay. V'tzreiris migufay mishalom. The my time of mukmislo b'shini v'rab tarfen. Why did you have to say your whole mahalach? It has to be talking about a shino in the going kumar tarfen. B'shum de nezik sholim b'midi de'uchen la'ashkechem migufay. Because you say if it's... You don't find nezik sholim that pays migufay. Holy tikshe. That kasha doesn't bother me. The lo'y lo'am b'tzreiris prigi. V'rabolozo kisumches. It's talking about tzreiris kilchayu. And Rabolozo holds like sumches that tzreiris kilchayu pay nezik sholem. You shouldn't pay nezik sholem, so why do you pay megufay? V'svirulay kirab Yehuda d'omer lekamon b'muid tzatamas b'mkoyme medes lekamon pekshir shenogach arbo. V'hilkach gabi tzreiris nami lesumches the choshev leimuid mishalem achatzi migufoy chitoni migufoy atzatamos. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds later tzatamos bimkoimo emedes, which means as follows. You hear b'sher tam was mazik three times, you pay migufoy, fine. It's mazik a fourth time, zik Rabbi Yehuda, you have the same seder. And chatzi nezik, you'll pay me gufoy, and amuot pays, and the other chatzi you pay me in aliyah. But chatzi nezik, you pay me gufoy. That is the din of, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda, even by amuot, can also pay me gufoy on the tzat tamos. So Memele, So this is pshat. So I'll tell you a different halach. I'll tell you as follows. That Rabbi Loza holds like Sumchis. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Satamus Bimkaimai Medes. You pay Nezik Sholem because he calls like Sumchis, but you pay Migufai because Satamus Bimkaimai Medes. Let's go a little further. Omalei Rav Sama Bereide Ravashi LaRavine, please. Eime de shamet le Rabbi Yehuda betam v'nasemuid. Eime was a tam, and then it became a muid. So memele. So then he said that tamus remains the muid only affects the other chatzinesik. But muid mitchilosay mishamet le, but. If Rabbi Loza holds like Sumchis, some emele if Rabbi Loza holds like Sumchis, so then you pay the tzatamus, there's a tzatamus over there. The muad metchilosik going tzchoyres dolchayu, bishamet lehole have lo tamus meoilam, there never was tamus. So the end of the Gemara is moiridic understandable. The Gemara says Ishtelzu Rabbi Yehuda, what shaykhes Rabbi Yehuda have to Sumchis. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a shoyer that's Mishune. So the din is Mishune pays chatzinezik migufoy. So a filler one becomes a muet that say the tashlumim of and chatzinezik remains. There's still chatzinezik megufay tzatamus bimkoimo imedes. The other half you pay me earlier. But over here, this is a muet mitchilos according to Rab Tesumchis. So tzroiris is a muet mitchilos. Where do you have tzatamus bimkoimo imedes? That's the kasha that he asks. Now we have to understand what was pshat in this Gemara. What's pshat in the Velohi? So dachsich mir pshat in the Gemara is as follows. We have here a machloikis sumchis in the Rabbonon. That we have a halacha l'Moshe miSinai that says that even though koychei kigufay, we say abba you pay chatzi nezik. So now, before we'll explain this, but now the Gemara wanted to say sai the tanekame and sai Rabbi Loza, hold, you pay chatzinezik migufoy. And then the Tanakama holds like the Chachamim, you pay chatzinezik. And Rabbi Loza holds like Sumchis, you pay nezik shalim, but chatzinezik you pay migufoy. Al tzatamus bimkoy my medes. So it could be, pshat in the Gemara is as follows. There was halacha l'Moshe miSinai that tzroiris is different. What's pshat different? That tzroiris is hilchus tamus. That was the halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Tzroiris is hilchus tamus. Fine. Now, the Rabbonon took this halacha l'Moshe miSinai. No, tzroiris is hilchus tamus. Now, Thomas has two characteristics. Number one, you pay chatzi nezik. Number two, you pay migufoy. So, you pay, say it's hilchus tamus. Now, let's split the hair. We'll say if it's it'll be hilchus tamus, migufoy, and you pay nezik. Tamus is a stira to muad. These are two izashnei hefeichim bebasaches. He can't be a tam and a mud at the same time. So memele, if you're a tam, so yevilus, that's aloch lemeish misinai. So a tam is chatzinesek migufoi. So they said, that's soiris, that's aloch lemeish misinai. Soiris has hilchis tabus. Rabbi Yehuda, who says Satamus bin Koima Imedes, he made a meifes Rabbi Yehuda. He can have a behema that's a muad and a tam. And it stims. It's a muad and a tam. It's a tam and a muad. What is it? A tam and a muad. So Memele, Rabbi Lezer held, Rabbi Lezer like Sumchis. So Rabbi Lezer held, without a lochel amayishim yisinai, we would say, yipay nesek sholom, it's, toichi kiguva, yipay nesek sholom. Is a lochel amayishim yisinai, there's hilchus tamas. Who says hilchus tamas l'gabi, tvaste muruba leite faste. It can have hilchus tamas and hilchus muid. It can have such a thing. It's not eishimayim. You see from Rabbi Yehuda, it can be a tam and a muid. So Memele, if it said that it has Hilchus Tammuz, could be. It has Hilchus Tammuz, you pay me gufoy. Chatzi, you pay me gufoy, that's Hilchus Tammuz. But it could be you pay Nesek Sholem. Just like a Karen Muid, it could be a Tam and a Muid according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was Rabbi Yehuda's Aiftu. He could have a behemoth that the same behemoth is in the Thomas and Muadis. And it's a happy medium. The Chatzi is a din Thomas and you only pay me Gufoy. And Chatzi is a din Muad and you pay me Aliyah. That's Chat Nixeris Akosov. So in Allah HaMash Mishinai, so what's your problem? That's how I learned Pshat the Baraisa. Pakert, and the Aloha Meshim Sinai was that here's Hilchus Tamus. And that was Rabbi Shaila. Hilchus Tamus means Chatzi Nezek Megufi. That was the Aloha Meshim Sinai. But Rabbi Lozer said, you don't have to take it. Doesn't have to be Bakal Mikoka Tamus and everything. Vasta Merubalei Tavasta. It's Tamus Lagabi Megufa. And it'll be more. You pay Nezek Sholem. And you'll have this combination that we let Rabbi Yehuda is. It's a tam and a muad. So it's beautiful. Amalei Rav Sama Bereide Rav Ashu Lavina Eima Deshamet Lei Rabbi Yehuda Betam Venase Muad. But muad mitchilos emi yomah. So he says, let me tell you something. He says, you know, tamis muadis is shnei afeichem bebasacha. He can't be a tam and a muad. It doesn't work. It's Eishemayim. I, Rabbi Yehuda, says this Tam v'nasimud. That means if it was already Chal, Dinei Tamus, and the Behemah, so that doesn't become Nifka. That means the Tamus, the Dinim, which were already Chal, Tam v'nasimud, was already a Tam. So Dinei Tamus was already Chal in this Behemah. So then later, the Din Muid cannot be Oike, the Din Tam, which was already Chal. But to say lechatchil it should be Chal apsasa, androgynous, it's a Tam and a Muid, there's no such thing. That means apsasa beri is doch nicht da. Tam v'nase muid, that means that Hilchus Tamus was chal in it already. So I say the muid will not shepherd with which was chal. The dinei Tamus remain. So the muid only works on the second half of the Ezek. Tam v'nase muid. Aber muid mit chilosait, if the loch l'mayshim in Sinai was that it has Hilchus Tamus, I would never make such a combination. So Memele, it's a tam in a mood. If it's a tam, if the loch mashim is, it's a tam, so it's a tam completely. So therefore the Gemara shlugs up this pshat.